I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, we'll have the story of a years-long family feud that played out through basketball-themed poetry. All you need to know is that Duke does, in fact, rhyme with puke. But first, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Yes, hi, Karen. That's going to sustain me through these days of isolation and no sports.
Well, pretty much all of the sports are suspended in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Any idea what you're going to do with your time?
I have absolutely no idea, except I know there's a lot of old sports to watch on YouTube. I'm thinking about doing the entire run of ABC's Wide World of Sports because I've been missing, you know, barrel jumping from Grossinger's.
Well, sometimes athletes lead the way. This week, Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert led the way in showing the world how not to respond to a global health crisis, right?
Yes, and he has since apologized, and I think we should let Rudy off the hook just a little bit. At the time, he did what he did, which was essentially to grab a bunch of microphones and recording devices at a press conference and touch them all and pretend he was giving everyone the virus. I mean, it was sort of like within bounds of acceptable humor, but it's not anymore.
And we should remind people that although he didn't know it at the time, Rudy Gobert has since tested positive for the coronavirus.
Yeah. And so has another member of the Jazz, Donovan Mitchell.
The cancellation of games is disappointing for fans at home, but it's potentially devastating for people who staff our sporting arenas. Cleveland Cavaliers star Kevin Love and Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban have both pledged to financially support arena workers. I hope we see more of this, don't you?
Yeah, I do, because if we don't see more of this, we're going to see a hell of a lot more of lawsuits because, you know, a lot of people depend on their job selling popcorn and souvenirs. The NBA is certainly wealthy enough to carry these folks for a while.
UConn women's basketball coach Gino Auriemma would like to see the NCAA grant another year of eligibility to seniors after March Madness and other spring tournaments were canceled. Most notably, Oregon's Sabrina Ionescu decided not to go to the WNBA last spring so that she would have a chance to lead her school to a national championship this year. So should she be given the opportunity to try again in 2021 if that's what she wants to do?
Yeah, I don't see a lot of, you know, certainly not the top line players on the men's side doing that because the NBA draft is right around the corner. But I don't think there's any problem with giving folks the option. You know, I guess it would complicate recruiting a little bit, but who cares? Yeah, I don't have a problem with giving players that option. I don't.
Barry Bonds says he feels like he's been given the death sentence by baseball and Hall of Fame voters in particular. Not a great choice of words, given everything that's going on right now, but Bonds says his heart is broken. He feels like a ghost over the way the sport has banished him over the years. Do you feel at all bad for Barry Bonds?
To an extent, I do. I mean, but a very small extent and a very limited extent. And given the events of the past week, it's really hard to care about anything else except the people who are in peril of this virus. But yeah, I do think first of all, he belongs in the Hall of Fame. I'm tired of the moralistic streak on the part of the Hall of Fame electorate. I mean, just put him in. What possible long-term consequences could there be?
Charlie, the suspension of play in the NHL means 53-year-old baseball Hall of Famer Larry Walker will not get his chance to act as the Colorado Avalanche's honorary emergency goalie. The Avs were planning on having a regular emergency goalie on hand in case of an actual goalie emergency, so I have no idea what exactly an honorary emergency goalie would have done. Do you?
Well, I think you probably come out and skate a little bit before each period. And, you know, I don't think you pull on the pads, but maybe you do. I mean, if you know you're not going in the game. Walker, we should note, by the way, is from Maple Ridge, British Columbia.
Oh.
So this just isn't an honorary thing. I mean, he grew up dreaming about being an NHL goalie.
And finally, Charlie, Ezzeldine Bahader scored a goal for an Egyptian third-tier soccer club last Saturday. And why do we care about a goal scored in an Egyptian third-tier match?
Because Ezzeldine is 75 years old, and he played all 90 minutes with an injury and scored his goal. So he is now the oldest footy player to score a goal in an official game, as official as this particular league happens to be. He is a father of four and a grandfather of six. So good for Ezzeldine. Somebody out there is playing sports, Karen.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.